Welcome back to the Pagoda Podcast. You're joined by your host, Eli McCoy, and
Cheyenne Hart.
And special guest,
CeCe Parker.
We're returning to Avatar The Last Airbender today.
2.0
Avatar The Last Airbender. We might have a little Korra talk in. We're going to see how it goes. To start, what type of bender do you think you would be, CeCe?
I would definitely be a water bender.
Interesting.
Yeah, Earth, for sure.
See, I want to say air, because that's how I feel, but I feel like I act more like a firebender,
you know? I feel like fire would be fun to have, but like,
I would love to be an airbender. Oh my god.
No, I know we can fly. Sorry. Korra talk, but like, oh, yeah. Not the point.
Okay, I was actually going to talk to you about that. Korra, that dude can fly. What?
He just wanted to fly and all like,
what?
Yeah, it was just so
took
funny.
Took her ass and flew.
Like, he was like, I can fly now, and it was like, what the fuck? Like, how?
And they just, the way they just brushed over it, though, like, oh, I guess he doesn't need a ride, like,
right.
This man just flew.
By deep meditation. I was like, don't they all meditate and live on top of
yeah,
mountains?
Yeah, right, so like,
right.
Like,
go hang out in the spirit world, this, that, and the other, but I guess it was whatever that guru guy was doing, just dating him a lot.
Kept saying release from your earthly tether, but I feel like that's what all the airbenders, that was like cold, the whole point, they leave all their earthly items, like, so I'm like,
what's
so special about Guru Lahia and Zahir?
Appreciate you.
You can take the top off if you want.
I didn't want to suck on the nipple, you know?
But okay, why do you think water would suit you?
I don't know, like, just ever since I was a kid when I would watch Avatar, I love Katara. Me and my little sisters, we would play, like, Avatar, and we would all be benders, and I always wanted to be a waterbender. Like, I just feel like it's me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel that. That's why I always wanted to be an airbender, too, because I just felt like, because I watched it when I was a kid, and, like, I was immediately, like, I'd be an airbender. Because
mm-hmm.
I love the idea of, like, flying.
Yeah.
Even just being able to, like, use wind. I feel like wind
like,
would be,
fly on that ball? That would definitely, like, mm-hmm. I would have a good old time doing
even
that.
Even, like, water. I feel like water and air are really good for, like, attacking individual people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if you can learn bloodbending.
Yeah, right?
You're op. Or if
right?
you can, or, like, I feel like with airbending, there would be a way to just, like, suck the air out of their body and be like,
yeah, that's what they
do?
Did on Korra.
Yeah.
To the Earth Queen.
Yeah.
Facts.
He tried to do it to Korra too, but
she was.
They
like,
started sucking him in
I
the tornado.
Totally
shit.
Forgot yeah. that happened.
Yeah, like
because I did not like the Earth Queen like thing.
No, fuck that bitch.
I was thinking about that. Like once I saw the blood bending, I was like, oh, like. Why don't they do that with air? Mm-hmm. Like, and then they didn't, and I was like, ah.
Like, a firebender, I feel like, can't do that kind of shit.
No.
Because, like, fire's already such a big attack element, mm-hmm. you know?
And okay, even, like, sorry. Or, no,
go
finish.
Ahead, go ahead.
Well, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why is lava bending earth and not fire?
Because lava comes from the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like,
it's just melted earth.
And firebenders can bend lava.
Yeah.
Like,
can
firebender...
They?
Firebenders can, yeah. Cause,
okay.
Cause
in the first season, it showed the Avatar. What's his name?
Roku.
Roku, yeah.
It showed
he
him
did
getting,
it.
Yeah.
The volcano.
Yeah.
That's how he died.
Oh, okay.
And then Aang did it during the thing where they met the psychic bitch and the volcano erupted.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
maybe I just
the Avatar should be able to do, like, not only just the four, but, like, every specialized type.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea that not every bender can do the specialized type. You know,
yeah.
like, there's only a certain, like, 1 in 20 or whatever
yeah.
for metal benders, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that part of it. I don't
mm-hmm.
like how... It would be cool if, like, anybody could just be, like, through sheer will, like,
mm-hmm.
learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, if they're an earthbender, learn how to metal bend. But I do like that they excluded it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's why I would choose earth. One of the reasons, because, like, I don't know, it's practical. Everything is, like, made from the earth,
yeah.
Like this room right now, crushed because it's, you know what I'm saying? Because
it's
wood.
Though. You can't bend wood.
Is wood not earth?
No.
No,
well,
why
they couldn't bend? I don't know how, but they couldn't bend wood because they
really?
Put them in the wood cell, and Katara had to sweat
when they were doing the scam.
Oh
yeah,
damn! I'm sure there's something in here that's earth, but it's like, yeah, and then like metal. No, at least metal
could,
in here.
If you could metal bend, you'd be like Magneto, pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you'd be incredibly dangerous.
Like,
but how earth comes from everything, water. You can get water from everything, too. Like, that crazy old lady was pulling water from literally thin air. Literally thin air.
Like, I feel like at some point, fire is almost the weakest element.
Damn near, yeah.
Like, it seems powerful, but like, there's air around us. There's water in every part of a person's body.
We probably do, like, the most destruction, like, this possible amount of time. That's probably just why.
Yeah.
Because, like, when the Fire Nation, it was just hella of them setting shit on fire. So it was like, what could you really bend? Do?
Shit.
Yeah. Lightning.
Yeah.
If I could lightning bend, I would just stand outside every day and make it thunderstorm. Like, no more sun. That shit would be fun. I'd sleep so good at night.
Oh my god.
Just always thunderstorms going
on. Just before I go to bed, just...
Just like keep my window open. You know? That'd be great. So, you guys have gotten through the part of Korra where she... Like, you meet the spirit. Like, you saw the first Avatar? Or no?
Yeah,
Avatar 1, yeah.
Yeah, so you see, like, you know how the... spirit, all the past avatars got erased.
Yeah,
we're at the part. Well, we just finished this season with like the guy that could do all the flying and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's past Vatu and all that.
Yeah, the season after.
Okay. Yeah. I hate that about the show.
It's, I know. Like,
it honestly ruined the show
it,
for me.
Literally.
Why? Why and would they, you or not? Or like make so you can get him back.
No, that's what I think. I think that they need to make a third season with the earthbending avatar and make the first season or something be based about how he gets it back. There has to be some way to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all this shit is possible and you're telling me we can't get the avatar back? Like, what?
Like, we lost Aang? Fuck this show. Like, what? Aang? Because, like, we learned so much from him.
Exactly.
You know? And it, people would love if he was, like, a past avatar. Or even Roku, or like Kyoshi, you know?
Yeah, I like Kyoshi a lot.
Kyoshi pisses me off sometimes. She's super mean to Aang.
Yeah, but
I respect that. Aang's my boy. I'm a ride or die for Aang.
Oh, what was I about to say? Yeah, no, I lost it.
Can we talk about the freaking Korra fight when she was blue and she was fighting Vatu mixed with
whatever the water.
That was crazy. That literally.
Was yeah.
Like that was like when Aang was the big fish. Mm-hmm. It was like, damn.
Like.
But it pissed me off so much. Like, I can't get over it. Because you got rid of all the app, like, that's when she gets defeated, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, why is this happening?
Literally.
Like, yeah.
Disgusted me. But, I mean, I feel like if you they wanted to focus on Korra, that does a good job of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did a lot of soul searching. Cut her hair.
Literally.
Cool. She's alright.
Oh.
She's my favorite.
I like her a lot.
She makes me angry sometimes with her decisions.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to be a little bit more rational. Think like Aang.
Yeah. It makes my heart happy every time I see Iroh. I'm just like, oh my god, right? Like, you're the fave. And Zuko, that was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Katara that much in Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
I feel like she changed.
She looks really old, like, compared to Zuko.
She looks way different.
I'm sick that Aang, like, I'm just like, Aang died before he had any grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Tenzin wait so long to have kids? Like, he's old and his kids are, like, well, they're pretty young. So,
pretty recent.
That's true. Well, Aang died when he was like 60, right?
Something like, yeah, like 60 something.
Because he was technically like 100. 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Spent most of your life trapped in some ice.
Yeah. I feel bad for it. I can't there.
But it was like, he probably wouldn't have survived if he did, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
He would have been wiped out with the Air Nation, which is crazy. Why would you do that?
Literally wiped right? out a species of people.
They just like, said, what? Air Nation gone.
Like, why not just be like, we're going to search these temples real quick, you know? Instead of like, but like, why?
Like, they didn't even take them as prisoners. They just just killed them all. Like, what? Why?
They were a peaceful people, too. Literally. It's like, they probably were like, Avatar's not here. And they were just like, you know?
Literally. Like, that's probably what happened.
But, like, all of them?
Yes.
He really came back and had no people. Like, literally. No, like, like, oh, my God.
No, that was sad, too. Then I feel like they fixed the airbenders and Korra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked that.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wish she had her Avatar powers back so she could go, like, talk to Aang and be like, we got the airbenders back. Like, at least he can know or something. Now mm-hmm. it's just, like, gone.
Mm-hmm. That's just sad.
Yeah.
I feel like if you restart the line like that, you gotta do more seasons, mm-hmm. too. Like, don't leave it at that. Just like, because that's basically a new first Avatar.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they might, like, because, like, why not? And, like, it was such a big hit when it was on Netflix, both of mm-hmm. them, so it was yeah. like, if you did a third season.
Oh, wow, watch that. Well, yeah. There's, like, more books, mm-hmm. like, that, like, tells the story further.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, they might as well just do it.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be so good. It's pretty successful for American made.
Right?
Like, very honestly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, everybody loves Avatar.
I've met people that say they don't like The Office, but I've never met somebody say mm-hmm. that said, like, I don't like Avatar.
Yeah. I fuck with The Office, though.
Right?
Never watched it. Like,
well, so I got up until... I don't. Have you seen it all?
Mm-mm.
To, like, season 8, where things are just different. And then it was just, like, I kind of fell off. So I never finished it, but, like, it's a funny-ass show.
Mm. You guys seen Community?
Mm-mm. No. Well, no. Just, like, snippets with you.
Mm-hmm. I love that show. Donald Glover makes that show 100%. It was awful after he left.
Wow.
What?
I just, so, on my last paper that I told you I wrote, I just got a 90 on it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But I emailed my professor and told him I wanted an A.
Really?
Yeah, even though I got a 50% on the first paper. And I'll probably get like a 70 on the second.
You never know. You may just be like, okay.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Right.
Because, like, bro, this is a pandemic. This is clearly a better paper than my last paper, proving that I've learned something. Thank you for your time. I learned a lot. I'm never writing a movie review again.
So, I have another topic.
It's here.
Acceptable pet names.
Without, like, any name.
No. Because, don't say anything. I don't want to hear you say anything, Eli. Don't even look Cece's direction. I don't want you to stop. Okay. So, what do you think of, like, Arnold or Megan as a cat name?
No.
Yeah, like, isn't that kind of weird and peculiar and kind of, like, stupid, to say the least?
Yeah.
If I could change her name, it would be something way more obscure.
Like what?
Pinecone.
That's a better, like, yeah, that's a pet name.
That's the first thing I thought of. I just looked outside.
But one of those cats is Megan or Arnold. They go back and forth.
Arnold. No, it doesn't go, it's Arnold.
It goes back
in. You know who chose Megan?
Who? Matt.
It's your fucking cat dog. Arnold. I call her Arnie. But most of the time I call her, like, bastard. Or pretty girl.
Either way, like, Bugatti and Bentley. That should have been
Bentley. Bentley is a fucking male name.
And that, like, should have been Bentley. Yeah, like, but, what are you talking about?
But Bentley is, like, a bulldog name. My uncle had a bulldog named Bentley. I'm not naming Bentley the kitten Bentley.
Is a cat name.
Her original name was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And she's big as fuck?
Yeah, she's chunky. Pinecone. Or Chunk. Chunk's a great name.
Chunk.
Yeah. I might just start calling her that because she's fucking chunky.
Do they respond to their names? Like, do you call them their names enough?
Arnold does not respond to anything. She literally sleeps, like, she'll play for, like, an hour or two. Because they play all night.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she'll play for, like, an hour or two when I'm awake. And she hit, like, that cat bed. She hits the top of that. Gone rest of the day. Like, she'll sleep from, like, 10 a.m. to, like, 8 p.m.
Easy. Damn.
Just sleeping.
That's why she's up all day and night.
Yeah. I don't care. Like, I'm cool with you sleeping now. Bugatti fucks around all day.
Yeah.
All day. She'll sleep on my bed. Like, up where I sleep, or, like, on my pillow every now and then. But she fucks around with cords all the time. She's broken, like, three of my cords.
Yeah.
Bad Bugatti.
Yeah. But, like, pet names.
Toaster.
Start with you.
Toaster is a great cat name. I really like that name. I think Hot Pocket is a funny name.
Hot Pocket is a funny name.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, like, Scarlett and Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you guys come up with that?
My dad named Scarlett because the colors of Ohio State are scarlet and gray.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, Scarlett.
Okay.
And so it was like, because it was like his baby, you know. And then Rudy, Avery and I named him. His name's Rudolph because we got him at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Rudy for short. You ever seen the movie Rudy?
No.
Really?
Not familiar. What's it about?
It's about this, like, small kid who wants to go to Notre Dame, but he's not smart enough. Or no, he is smart enough, I think. Like, he gets in after, like, a year at a community college.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants to play football, so he becomes a manager, but then he just goes to tryouts and, like, gets on the team. Maybe he's, like, a practice dummy. But he trains really hard. And then they let him play in a game, and he scores a touchdown. So that's the name. But, like, Rudy is his name.
For Rudolph,
and
everybody, not that guy.
Everybody loves Rudy, you know, in the movie. It's a true story.
Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, I think Rudy's a good name.
Yeah, it is. Rudy and Scarlett, I would say, are, like, pretty quality pet names.
I named my cat back home Ned.
Mm-hmm.
He's a classified school survival guy, baby. I was like 6 or 7 when I named him.
Ned.
It's a good name. He's a big, mean bastard now.
Like, really?
He's huge.
What about you? Your pets, their names, how did you come up with them?
Well, my dog, Baby, I had when I was really little, we had a dog named Baby, so I just took her name. And me and my sister's dog, my sister came up with his name, Navi. And then my dog at home, I don't remember who came up with her name, but it's, like, based off 49ers. Her name is Callie, like, for California.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty good names.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Yeah. So my dog that we had, her name was Polly. And I named her. And that's because, so I got her when I was really young. And I was into, like, Polly Pocket. So I was like, Polly. And then, Harry and Larry. So,
Harry and Larry?
Yeah, Harry and Larry. So,
is that one or two dogs?
Those are guinea pigs.
Oh, okay. Two guinea pigs?
Yeah, okay. Two guinea pigs. So we got Harry for my brother Chase's, like, I don't know, maybe his, like, 9th birthday.
maybe eighth, I don't know. But I picked him out because, you know, like, it was going to be a surprise. So I picked him out, and then I was like, he looks like a Harry. So I literally told my dad, I was like, I'm going to, like, plant breadcrumbs so, like, Chase will name this thing Harry. So he, like, went home. And then, yeah, we were like, here you go. And he was like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't know, like, what to name it, you know, like, just thinking of things. And I was like, he really looks like a Harry. Like, look how much, like, hair he has. Like, he's like, come on now, Harry. And he was like, mind blown. And that's the day he became Harry. And then Larry, me and my mom were, like, leaving Meijer, and Petco's on the way. And she was like, we need to stop and get, like, the bedding for, like, the guinea pigs. So we went, and she was like, we should get another guinea pig. And I was like, yeah, we should. So then we went over, and I was like, that one. And then we got him, and I was like, Larry.
No.
Because I was like, Harry and Larry, so cute. And then my dad was like, it's short for Harold and Lawrence. And I was like, whatever. But yeah.
Should have named it Potter.
I miss those guinea pigs.
I had a guinea pig in class in like third or second grade, and it died because she like let it run all over the classroom, and it got like infections on its feet and its like stomach, and died.
You dirty ass kids!
Oh my god, that is wild.
That's why you put them in like those balls, but that's really bad for their spine. So.
My second grade teacher had two turtles. I don't remember their names, but she would, like, draw names and let people take them home. I never got to take them home. My parents wouldn't let me.
Really?
They were like, we don't want no fucking turtles. I'm like, just for, like, a weekend, like, come on. No, I did not
go in. In, like, fifth grade, we had this, like, fish tank in our classroom. But someone put a marker in there. So our teacher took it away, and he was like, no. He was like, nope, nope, nope. And we had, like, third grade buddies that we would, like, read with and, like, do stuff with. So he gave it to their class, and, like, yeah, give away our fish.
I'm so sick.
Really? We used to all buy fish at the same time. Like, all of us would pick a few fish, like, same type, you know, and we put them in the same tank, and most of the time they'd end up like fighting each other, just because like they were all like alpha fish.
Yeah,
and like they wanted to own it, and my dad's fish would always kill all the other fish. Like there would be like two of his that survived.
Oh my god!
They would like one of them would kill the other, and it'd just be the one.
What?
Does it eat it?
No, it just kills them.
Oh my god!
I would always get like these fish that are like this big. Mm-hmm. And like wide, like thin, like here, you know. And he would get like these, I think they're called tiger fish or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they were like small, and they would build like little sharks, not like that they could bite or anything, just like their body. Mm-hmm. And they would work together, and they would just like ram the sides of my fish and kill it. And my mom would always get like small, pretty fish.
Yeah.
And they'd just like hit them and die. And my brother always got those sucker fish.
It probably didn't bother those, did it?
But, like, they didn't survive. They died.
Damn. Yeah, I had fish once that I won at the fair. And they survived for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. In, like, fourth grade, my school would always do this thing every year where, like, you could come in and do events and win stuff. And there's, like, a bunch of different places. And there was this one where you, like, threw the ping pong ball into the fish bowls. And if you landed it, you got a fish. And I won, like, 17 fish. Like, I was just getting all of them. And then I came up to my parents, and they were pissed at me. They were mad.
I bet.
And I was like, come on. And they let me keep them all. I'm dead. And they all died, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I feel like they don't really have a long life expectancy. But I also don't know, because you know how you have to adjust them when you move them from one, like, water to another? I don't know if I did that right either, but I tried.
Yeah, you gotta, like, put them in a baggie of the water that they're in, and put them in the water that you want them to be in.
Yeah.
Let him acclimate.
Acclimate for 1000.
I want to do Jeopardy. I don't think I would do well, but if I got one, I would, like, get one, you know?
I feel like Jeopardy would be, yeah, like, so fun to go on, like, a game show like that. That'd be fun. Yeah, I don't know if I'd do well, but...
I definitely want to. Jeff would be asking some crazy stuff, like, what? I never knew
that. Yeah, if I didn't know, I'd just...
Or, like, the ones where they do, like, the words where you have to, like... guess like the phrase or like
a
topic. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be fun to do. But like hard because it's like in the moment you're like trying to think of every word but that word to say. Yeah.
Well, we hit 25.
So thank you for listening to another episode. Yes, thank you
for joining.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Good Podcast out.
We'll see you soon.